Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from the book I wrote titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today I'll read an episode called A Local Band. It's about a country band of whom I was a big fan when I was a junior high school student. A local band. I was a fan of a local country band called Bugs Bunny when I was in junior high school, and they were going to give a performance at an open-air municipal auditorium. Their performance was one of the series of the local traditional musical event. It would start at 6:30 p.m., while my curfew was 7 p.m., which meant I needed an exceptional permission from my parents. My father readily gave it, telling me that he used to go to the event himself when he was young. He guaranteed it would be so much fun. I was changing my clothes before leaving for the auditorium on that day when my mother asked what I was doing. I told her about the event, and she said madly, "Are you out of your mind? Your curfew is 7 o'clock." I explained that my father had allowed me to go, but she kept saying, "No way, you can't go." I called out to my father for help, and she demanded to him angrily, "Did you allow this? Did you? Really?" He said yes in a faint voice and got under her fiery anger. I begged him to persuade her, but her definite no's drowned out his, "It's rather an educational event." At last, he said to me, "You can't go because your mother said so." That was the last straw. I screamed at him, "You wimp! You can't decide anything by yourself. I hate you." I called my friend crying to tell her that I couldn't make it because my father was my mother's servant, and stopped speaking to him. On the next evening, he came into my room hastily. As I ignored, he put a bag on my desk and said, "Sorry." After he left, I opened the bag, and inside was a book of poems, which I had wanted for some time. I had talked about it casually at dinner, and he remembered. He gave me a gift instead of confronting my mother. A few years later, though, his character changed completely for an unexpected reason. It happened when I decided to be a musician after high school. Until then, he was a gentle father who liked music so much that he recorded my singing for practice when I was little and bought me records, a stereo, and a guitar. But since I chose music as my career, he has been mean and spiteful to me and been opposed to my decision to date. Who would think one career choice reverses someone's personality? That was today's episode. Bugs Bunny was a country band who was based in Kyoto, the local country band that consisted of three members, two acoustic guitars and one fiddle. They mainly they were active on the radio shows. And other than that, they sparsely appeared on a gig, performed a gig at on the special event of the local department store. But basically, they they appeared on radio shows. They one of the members had the regular talk show, the midnight radio talk show. He was a personality of that midnight show on the radio. And I happened to listen to it, and it was so funny. And that was, I think that was the start of my frenzy of Bugs Bunny fever. I became a big fan of them, and I was quite absorbed in Bugs Bunny. Besides the regular midnight radio shows, they also appeared on a daily radio show as a regular guest musician, a regular band. And that daytime radio program had a personality who was a famous comedian of the western part of Japan. And it was a weekly show that recorded live on the top floor of the local department store. And it was the open air live recording with live audience. And it held every Sunday. So, as a big fan, I went to the live recording every Sunday to that local department store as one of audience, live audience. And it was such fun because I loved, as I told you before, I loved radio shows. And I loved Bugs Bunny. So my two favorite things combined on every Sunday. And Bugs Bunny gave a short performance there for the live recording. So I was able to listen or see the live performance of Bugs Bunny every week. And also when they left the stage after the recording, I was able to catch them and took photographs together and got their autographs. So I was so over the moon when I saw them. And one time I had them had their autographs on my t-shirt. I was wearing a t-shirt with a print of Bugs Bunny, the cartoon character, printed on it. And I had Bugs Bunny's, the band, Bugs Bunny's autographs on the Bugs Bunny's t-shirt. And that t-shirt became my treasure. Although over 30 years have passed since I got their autographs on that t-shirt, I still wear it. Of course, it's completely tattered and worn out, but I still use it as PJ, my sleepwear. I sleep with that t-shirt on every night in summer. Of course, the t-shirt itself is totally worn out, and also the autographs is almost faded, so, but still remain with, like, almost gone, so faded, and so they are almost gone, but still can see them as autographs. Because I was such a big fan of them, I once was a kind of stupid teenager, so I hand-knitted a scarf and gave it as a gift to one of the members. Or one of the members was listed on the book, telephone book, and I I got his address and I waited for him near his house. And he happened to come home by his car. But in his car, he was with his girlfriend. And I was so shocked and simply go home almost weeping. And one time Bugs Bunny had a performance on a different department store near Kyoto, and I went there with my friends, and on that performance it was about an hour long gig, and they played their own songs, original songs, and also some cover songs. And although it was forbidden, I recorded it by hiding the tape recorder under the seat. And I literally listened to that tape every day for months until the tape itself got worn out and couldn't play normally. That I loved their performance so much. That was why I was so sad about the local music event in today's episode. I really, really wanted to go. I was looking forward to going there, and because my father allowed me so instantly, he not only allowed it, but also he encouraged me to go there. He said it was a great idea. I used to go there when I was young. So he loved that local event, and when he heard my favorite band Bugs Bunny would join that event, he was happy for me and encouraged me to go. But my mother's position was everything to him, so he couldn't persuade my mother. As I wrote in this episode, he used to be gentle. He had been gentle to me until I became a musician. And when I was a small child, it was probably his hobby to record my singing on the cassette tape. And he always told me that I was so good. You sing so well. I know it's his father's eyes, in this case, ears. So I don't think he judged properly, but he just kept saying, I was good, and maybe I was he because he said I'm good at singing, so much, so often, regularly said to me so. I myself was somehow convinced or thought myself of being good. And as a child, my dream was to become an idol singer. I thought I could be one someday because my father kept saying to me that I was good. So that was why I wanted to be a musician after I grew up. That was the start of my career choice of a musician. Although he encouraged me singing like that when I was little. Once I decided to be a musician, he opposed fiercely, really. He swung to opposite. He just disagreed for me to be a musician, and he aggressively tried to stop me to being a musician. He attacked me, he harassed me, he nagged me, he tried many things for me to quit. He became an evil man from a gentle person. And he tried and tried and tried to that I to make me quit. But didn't quit being a musician. And I didn't quit, and he I didn't quit being a musician, and he didn't quit making me quit. So we have been more and more distant from each other. I left home, and he still kept attacking me to make me quit being a musician. So We were distant, and then finally we became strangers. We hadn't seen each other for years now. So we estranged each other. But until we completely estranged, he had harmed me with many ways, especially financially. And after that, he gave me the last letter. There was such that had such harsh attack on the paper. So those things, those evil things my father had done, I can't believe it was the same person I used to know as a gentle father. The same person could do that cruel things to his own daughter. It's really amazing in a way. So that to be a musician means that being a musician makes that gentle person turn into a monster. If so, how dreadful thing the becoming a musician is, I think. When you become a musician, your kind, gentle, warm father becomes a terrible monster. How dreadful it is. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.